Hey, this is Dave here. Dave Weiner, Scripting News, Morning Coffee Notes. Just listen to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, and this is the one that had lots of technical glitches. It was the 13th of September Daily Source Code, and I've got the CNN news on in the background, so this is going to be a very short one. I just wanted to comment on one of the things that Adam talked about Gmail and whether there were more APIs in there or not. And what's really cool about what's going on with Gmail is that that email is an API. It's a very simple one. It allows you to. It's basically a flat directory of documents with enclosures. And so, you know, the body of the message and the title of the message can serve as metadata. So can the sender of the message, could be thought of as the creator of the document. And Unix has a driver structure. This is, so on the one hand, email, either SMPTE or POP, is a good API, and Unix has an API for the file system, and in fact, so does Windows. And it allows you to put in drivers that you know, basically do for the operating system the basic operations of creating a file, deleting a file, adding some text to the file, reading some text from a file or data from a file, you know, and there are a few more operations, but not that many. You know, also operations that change the metadata, the data associated with the files, the creation date, the modification date, you know, in the Macintosh you have a resource fork. I'm not sure if they have that anymore, actually, with OS X being a Unix file system. So in any case, Google didn't do anything new. They just supported an existing API that's very broadly understood, and it's called electronic mail. And that's the beauty of these formats and protocols. They make all kinds of things possible. And the lowest common denominator, I mean, Adam, you would absolutely, I think you would love, you know, how simple these protocols are. They're all text formats. They all are just like sending commands. They were all built on each other, too. FTP was Telnet was the lowest common denominator. They all sort of build off of Telnet in one way or another. And Telnet is just basically sending a command line back, and you know, you type a command and it sends back some data, and you type another command and it sends back some data. Out of that, they build FTP, they build email. The web is not built on top of that. The web is built, although the web's underpinnings are every bit as simple as Telnet is. It's just text. We're going back and forth both ways. Totally human readable, easy to understand. That's the magic. That's the brilliant thing. That's why to be a developer for the internet doesn't require a degree in rocket science. Anyway, so we're getting lots of feedback here. I can tell that this thing's going to flip out any minute. Just a very brief audio blog post here for my buddy Adam Curry, who is doing some great work over there at the Daily Source Code. Loved the George Carlin bit. I loved the Mamas and the Papas, and I totally support what's going on over there. It's great. Great stuff. So, anyway, talk to y'all later. See you soon. Bye.